When I read this, I couldn't help but also think of the story of the woman who gave 2 pennies into the collection box. And Jesus said of her that she would be greatly blessed, even though many had given much more. They had given out of their excess, where she had given all she had. We enjoy watching FSU football. We enjoy watching sports. We enjoy watching games. We enjoy striving to be the best and to do the best and to accomplish things. And we look at ourselves and we look at others and we can't help but measure ourselves against the rest of the world. I'm in a more powerful position than he. I have more things than she. I have this. Others have that. I wish I had that. I wish I could get this. But that's all worldly stuff. Amen. In a heavenly economy, it's not how much we have. It's not how much we do. It's not how many hours we worked. It's not whether we were the first ones to come to church or the last ones to come in at the last minute. It's not when we were saved or when we were baptized or where we go to church or any of those things that's as important as the fact that we made it. I had a friend who used to work with Mike, and he worked the night shift, and he came to church on Sunday morning, but before the service was over, he was usually over there sawing logs. And one morning he apologized to me profusely for having fallen asleep during the sermon. And I said, "Brother, if you're comfortable enough to sleep in God's house, everything must be all right with the two of you. Who am I to say?" We want to live in the world, do the worldly things, measure ourselves in a worldly way. And that's normal. We tend to think, though, that because he puts the last first, are they better than the first who came and worked all day? No, there was nothing wrong with the work that the first that came did. They came. They were contracted to do a day's labor. They provided a day's labor. They got a day's wage. And they should be valued for that, and they are valued for that. The 12 disciples were the first of Jesus' disciples, but were they better because they were the first? We remember them more. We remember them by name. We hear their stories. But no. They receive the same gift that we all receive, the forgiveness of sins, the salvation of Jesus Christ. Those who spend their lives in church sometimes think that, well, I spent my whole life here, and here's this person coming after being involved in all of these terrible things and coming to church at the last minute like they should be the same as me. But in the heavenly economy, it doesn't matter when you come. It matters that you come, that you get the message, that you ask for forgiveness. Those of us who have spent our lives in church have been greatly blessed by being here. Amen. Those of us who have come to church after a life of crime, of addiction, of suffering, of falling away, of going in the wrong direction, of whatever kind of life we've had, get a great blessing in coming to church and finding that there is a better way and not having to live that life anymore. Thank God. Amen. We're all blessed. We're all blessed to be here. We're all blessed to be part of this community. We're all blessed to have that promise of eternal salvation. We're all blessed to have that promise of forgiveness of sins. We're all blessed by God's gift of His Son as a sacrifice for us. Took some of us longer to figure it out than others. But hallelujah, we finally made it. Yay. And there are those out there who haven't figured it out yet. Do we not have a call to reach out to them? Sure we do. The woman who gave 2 cents because it was all she had, be greatly blessed. But the folks who gave out of their excess will be there the next week giving out of their excess, and they will continue to give and help the church live so that it's there for the next generation, and they will be blessed as well. The workers who worked all day were blessed with the day's wages. The workers who worked half a day were also blessed with the day's wages. And the workers who came at the last minute and helped finish up the job were blessed with the day's wages as well. All of them received a blessing. Who am I to question God's choice, to question God's call, to question God's timing, to question God's... question God. He has given me so much. How can I be envious of someone else being blessed by Him? He has given me so much. How can I complain that someone came later? He has given me so much. How can I speak badly of others who have receive that same blessing? It's not what we earn. If it was what we earn death. We earn condemnation. We earn judgment. That's what we all earn. We've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. None of us deserves a place in heaven. We only get there by His gift. His free gift. We didn't earn it. We don't deserve it. But He gives it to us. And He offers it to all. Not all are able to accept it. That's the real sadness, is that there are people out there who want it, need it, and won't get it because they don't get it. They haven't figured it out yet. And it breaks my heart when I see people that are hurting, and I try and reach out to them, and they turn away. I try and pray for them, and they look at me like I'm crazy. I try and speak to them, and they don't want to hear. I try and share with them, and they don't understand. That's the really sad part, is when you see people who could be being blessed, and they're turning away from those blessings that God is trying to give them, offering them freely, without price, beyond price, and yet they go the other way. Here Jesus is talking about not those who don't get it, but those who do, arguing amongst themselves as to who's the best. We don't have time to argue amongst ourselves as to who's the best. There are too many people out there who need to hear that there is a gift waiting for them. There are too many people out there who are struggling. There are too many people out there who are wallowing in the mud who need the cleansing of Jesus' blood for us to worry about whether I have more blood than you do. Whether I have more blessing than you do. Whether I have more than you. We have a job to do. We have work to do. We have a role to play in the world. To be the church. The bride of Christ. The example of God's love. I love it when new people come here and they go, "Oh, I just love it here. There's such a wonderful spirit here." Yeah, really. Right. That's what this is. That's what this is about. That's what we're here for, is to be that example of Jesus' family, of the love of a family for each other. Yes, we have different roles. Yes, we have different callings. Yes, we have different jobs, but we're all one family. is the father more the family than the mother because he has a different role than she? It takes both of them to have a family. And the kids? Well, time will pass and they will be the fathers and the mothers and have their own families. We are all one church. We are all one family. We are all one being blessed by God, and we are all one filled with His love, thrilled with His gift. I hope we're thrilled with His gift. Are we thrilled with His gift?
Amen.
Are we excited? Some days are better than others. Yes, I understand. It was a late game last night. Boy, past my bedtime. But we are thrilled with His love. When we look at what our lives would be like without Him, no question about being thrilled with His love. When we're reminded of what it could be without God, wow, I certainly wouldn't want to go that way. I certainly wouldn't want to go back to that life. I certainly want to have to live without God in my life. And so when I see people living without God in their lives, it seems so sad. It seems so pitiful that they struggle there trying to do it all themselves, thinking that it's all about them and not understanding that if they would just open their eyes, open their hearts, reach out and accept that gift of God's love, everything would be so much better. I go to the hospital and I visit with people. I did Saturday. And I see people who are struggling with their health and those who have God with them, just like Tommy's saying, I have all the faith in the world that it'll all work out. Amen, brother. I don't know whether the knee will work after it's put in. I don't know whether the pain will still be there, but I know that with God, it'll all be better than it would without Him. Because without Him, all we have is ourselves. And if all we have is ourselves, we're in deep trouble. God reaches out to us, all of us, each and every one of us, whether we've been in church our whole lives or if this is the first time we've ever been here, and tells us, I have a gift for you. I have love for you. I care for you, just as you are, just where you are. And if you'll just accept my gift, everything will be better. Amen.